time now for the College Football Inquirer with Dan Wetzel.
Well, this is a spite pick. I'm so mad at Texas.
Pete Thamel.
We could have the Gone Fishing Week.
With SI's Pat Forty.
Pete willing to go to Hattiesburg and use Southern Miss's Wi-Fi to do the podcast from there, but then bury them on the pod a couple of weeks later.
I know, kind of mean.
Here's Pat, Pete, and Dan.
Welcome to the pod race for the case.
After my disastrous week last week, I have now only 500. Pat is one game over 500. Sully is three games over 500. Pete is nine games over 500, and I'm not liking that at all.
No, we can't let him run away with this.
No, I want that case of beer. I blame a lot of people. An eligible man downfield at Ole Miss. Nobody at Texas willing to tackle.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's injured
Alabama.
Quarterback, Penn State.
Where's the quarterback? Alabama. What the?
Can we quote what Pat said on text about the Texas defense after the Red River finish?
not on a pod that maybe is supposed to be family friendly.
No, there was some anger.
President Benson at Costa would not approve of Pat's language.
No, he would not. All right, let's get to it. Number 12, Oklahoma State, 5-0. At number 25, Texas, 4-2. Horns are given 5.5, over under 59.5, 50% of the money, 90% of the bets are on the Pokes. Texas is betting, but they ain't putting their money where their mouth is. A little shaky there, Longhorn fans. Pat, who's going to win?
Oh, boy. My contempt for Texas's defense is at an all-time high and maybe coloring my perception here to a degree, but I'm going to take Oklahoma State. I think that Texas occasionally has a post-Red River hangover, and Oklahoma State's just been kind of one of those sneaky teams that just keeps piling up wins. They don't win by a lot necessarily, but they are 5-0. They do have some balance offensively. Their defense has been very good. Give credit there. Jim Knowles, I believe the defensive coordinator, has done a very good job on that side of the ball. If they can slow down Bijan Robinson, slow down Xavier Worthy, they can cover the 5.5, so I will take the Pokes.
I don't have as strong a conviction for this game as perhaps Pat did for his feelings about Texas's defense, but I know this game is usually wild and it's usually fairly close. Oklahoma State had won four in a row until Texas won the past two seasons, and the last time this game was not a one-score game was 2016. So I am going to think Oklahoma State figures out a way, and Mike Gundy figures out a way to use Spencer Sanders to dice up that defeated Texas defense. I will gladly take those 5.5 and take Oklahoma State.
Oh, man, you guys are making me think about this. But anyway, move over Pac-12 after dark. We got Big 12 before brunch on this one. I have no idea what the hell will happen in this game other than fireworks. I will side with the 19th-ranked defense, though, in the country and go with the Pokes. I like Warren at running back. He will give the Horns some issues on the ground. Casey Thompson and company will not be able to score with the Pokes.
If you watch the last season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, you know about the spite store. Well, this is a spite pick. I'm so mad at Texas. I'm picking Oklahoma State. I'm going with the mullet on the road. Horns down. Number 11, Kentucky, 6-0. At number 1, Georgia, 6-0. 330 CBS. Georgia is a 23.5-point favorite. The over-under is just 44.5. Do the math on that. You're basically predicting a 37-7 victory. That's pretty much right there. The line opened at 26.5. It has dropped 60% of the bets and money on Kentucky. Do the Cats have a chance?
Pat, are the Cats going to win? I'm going to give the Cats a chance. I just think this is a game that Georgia will just play a little bit in the fetal position. I think Kentucky's defense has a chance to at least slow them down. And I'm not going to say keep them in the game, but keep them within three. Keep them within three touchdowns. I don't think Kirby's going to get too cute here. And if they don't have like the special teams implosion that Arkansas had, I think they can hang around a little bit, and they have a little bit of offensive pop. So I am going to say Kentucky does just enough to cover.
It's like a stunningly big number for a top 15 team, being that, you know, a 23.5 point underdog. My credo as this season's gone along has become: take Georgia, give the points, regardless who they're playing, because they've been a ruthless cover team, and I'm going to keep rolling that way. This is going to be by far the toughest atmosphere Kentucky has played in. They played one road game at South Carolina. Everything else has been at home. And we've started to see a little bit of cracks in the defense here. And I mean, Florida rolled up 382, 5.4 yards a play. LSU 408, 5.6 yards a play. The one thing Kentucky had done in those two games was stop turning the ball over. They were turnover machines the first four games. They had 11 turnovers in those four games. They stopped, limited the turnovers the last two, and they won big games because of that. Georgia has a tendency to be able to take the ball away if they want. And so I think if you've got a quarterback who's a little bit loose with the ball, if you've got a running back who's got fumble issues, that Georgia can expose those. So I say Georgia at home, big environment, gets up big. And then, yes, the question, I think, to Pete's point is valid, that this could be one of those games where Kirby channels his Nick Saban mentorship and says, we're up three touchdowns, we're just tucking it in the rest of the way. But I will say they get into a little bit of a feeding frenzy, they keep rolling it up, and they cover the 23.5. Dogs lay the lumber.
I'm with you, Pat. Kentucky hasn't scored a touchdown in the last 3 years against Georgia, and this may be four. Georgia's 5-1 against the spread in the last six SEC games. I would lean betting the under, but give me the Dogs to cover. Will Levis hasn't seen a defense like this and an atmosphere like this, so go Dogs.
The road environment is going to be big. South Carolina, they only scored 16 in that game. They got athletes at Georgia to handle Wandale. Levis is going to get pressured. I'm not backing off this. Georgia looks great, and I think they're gonna cover this. So lone wolf Pete on that one. Lone cat.
I look forward to sending out the howling emoji sometime around dinner time on Saturday night.
Okay.
And Pat will be there live. I look forward to all our media friends hearing him curse in the press box.
Oh, this is going to be ugly.
Ain't going to be no cursing, baby. No cursing. They're going to win. Dogs
number
win
19. Number 19, BYU. It's got to throw that in. Yeah. 5-1 after the big loss to Boise State. Can they dust themselves off? They got to go to Waco, stop in at Joanna Gaines's, Chip and Joanna's spot, buy some furniture, and then take on Baylor. 5-1. 3:30 on ESPN. Bears are giving 6. The over-under is 49.5, 60% of the bets, 90% of the money is on Baylor. Well, yeah, the Mormons aren't allowed to bet, are they? Of course not. I mean, that's
not. Are Baptists either?
That's a good point. It may be a really small handle on this game.
Bunch of
they couldn't
liars
even dance
out there
on campus at Baylor until like the 80s. Like they literally couldn't dance.
True. Yeah. No. Yeah.
There's a lot of liars out there. A lot of sinners.
Mm-hmm. If you've been
that
to
MGM, what's won't tell on you.
What's that bar? I am sure Pete's been, Dan, you might have been as well, the bar that's not far from campus with the crazy owner who's the big Baylor fan. George's? Is it called George's or something?
The big place? Big, huge place,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, big yeah, place. Yeah, they drink those, like, you know, 9-gallon Long Island iced teas there.
Ugh.
You have, like, one of them in your sideways. Yeah.
Downtown Waco is going to be rocking. Who's going to win, though? Pat?
Give me the Bears. Bears at home. Bears playing very well. I know they lost Oklahoma State, but they bounced back super impressively and stomped West Virginia. Put up 45. And I think BYU, we're starting to see the cracks there a little bit. You know, I mean, they've overachieved to get to 5-0. They've got quarterback injury issues. They got Jaren Hall back, but Baylor Romney might be the better quarterback. I don't know who's going to play QB for them, but you go on the road here. This is a first trip outside. Well, no, I take it back. Arizona, that game was
Nevada. I think maybe,
yeah, that was in Las Vegas. Okay. Arizona has no fans. So that, like, their only road game was to Utah State. That's just like across the state. So this is the first time I think they're really stepping into a madhouse, provided Baylor fans get there and are mad. But I think that's a tough environment. We start seeing the cracks a little bit more in BYU. Go Bears, cover the spread.
I feel like 6 is a big number for a BYU team that you know, would be ranked like 7th in the country if they didn't lose this week. I just feel like the only thing about BYU is they're just sound and solid, right? They got big, huge linemen. They have an NFL tailback. Jaren Hall's back from injury. Played okay against Boise, not great. They're you know, this is a better BYU team on the outside at receiver than they are in most seasons. So I don't know if BYU is going to go there and win, but I think they're at the very least going to make it close. And there's one thing about Baylor. They're not exactly blowing people out. So although they did to West Virginia this weekend. So I like BYU licking their wounds, coming back on the road and going to make a statement in Waco. And I think at the very least, they're going to cover that six.
I said going to the Oklahoma State game, I really liked this Bears squad, and I still do. Bears are 7-3 against the spread in the last 10 games as a favorite. Baylor can turn you over. And that was the key in Boise State's win last week. I'm laying the points at home. Second Bears.
Yeah, I think BYU is exhausted. I think that. There's no easy, it's just, you know, what they're trying to do with schedule-wise, it's just so tough. And I think the injuries and all of that, I'm going to take Baylor. I'm going to give Pete another lone wolf. He's either going to stake a lead here.
Yeah, or we're coming back at him.
Or we're coming back. I'll take Baylor at home. I think this has been such a grind for BYU. It should be a great environment down there. All right, number 13, Ole Miss, 4-1 at Tennessee. Rocky Top, 4-2, 7:30, SEC Network. Rebels are given 3. The over-under is 81.5. It is the highest over-under this season on BetMGM.
Man.
81.5. Let's go. 60% of the
Sully.
Bets.
Start us off, Sully.
77% of the money is on the Vols, including all of Sully's money.
No, yeah, shocking. I said earlier in this week, I think this atmosphere is going to be really reminiscent of the epic 2015 overtimes, just beat down between Oklahoma and Tennessee. It's going to be a wild night on Rocky Top. They're checkering Neyland. But on the field, I think the underrated part of this game is that the Vols lead the SEC in tackles for loss. This defense is a little bit ahead of schedule. On the flip side, the Rebels need to really press the Vols and stop that run offense, and they really can't do either. So I think Tennessee is going to do enough to at least cover, and I think they went out right.
I'm stunned at that pick.
Stunned.
Just stunned.
I'm taking Ole Miss. Look, Josh Heupel's done a great job. We talked about it on the midweek pod this week. You know, I give Tennessee a ton of credit for coming along as they have, but the one time that they have stepped up modestly in competition, they have been right-sized pretty quickly. And I think Ole Miss is like what Tennessee aspires to be 2 years from now, but they're not there yet, and it's going to take some time. And when tempo struggles, they just give the ball over, and this is a better Ole Miss defense than in the past.
The 102-455, baby, come on. I'm with the big crowd, the home crowd, the hot team, the big offense, the Vols. I think it's going to be a shootout. You may say that defense is better, Pete. I just saw him give up 51 to Arkansas, and it could have been 53 with a better play call on the two-point conversion. I'm taking Tennessee here. I think that they've turned a corner the last couple weeks. This is a harder game, obviously, than Missouri or South Carolina, but I like what I'm seeing from them, and I do think that they are going to throw some atmosphere at their old boy Lane, and going to be a shootout. I don't know whether they cover that huge whopper over-under total, but I think the Vols, as a home dog, one of those many home dogs out there this week, I like them here.
You know, going back to my first pick, I want to make a spite pick against Lane Kiffin, but I will not. I think Ole Miss is better. I just think they're a better team. Yeah, Tennessee looked good against Missouri and South Carolina. Well, they ain't playing Missouri and South Carolina anymore. Got, you know, 38-14 at Florida. Ole Miss offense is tremendous. And as long as they don't self-destruct as they did last year in not covering, he's going to be praying on the sidelines. You see him doing that? That was what he was doing at one point. He had his hands clapped. He's got the Lane train praying. I don't know the pecking order of answered prayers, but Lane Kiffin on a sideline better not be at the top of the heap. It's got to be someone in a children's ward somewhere, in a hospital or something. I mean, yeah.
Although, God's deli counter should not have Lane Kiffin at the front of the line.
Lane Kiffin's praying. Look out.
No Everyone's soup for you, Lane.
Everyone's praying now. Everyone's praying. Hey, Ole Miss, Lane comes back. Where's the water treatment plant they wanted to name after him? How's that water? No one's going to the game? Sully, how's the water in Knoxville?
The water treatment plant is right next to the river, actually. It's prime location, so I don't know. I got to go with Knoxville.
We need a water report.
Sully's even biased towards the tap. that's how in the tank you are, Sully.
What are you gonna pick Oxford, Mississippi for better tap water? Are you kidding me?
Where's that coming from?
I thought you just drank moonshine, right? You get your corn in a jar. That's what you guys get up there.
That's right. Moonshine out of the Tennessee River doesn't matter. It's better than whatever Oxford's pulling out.
Yeah, well, whatever. All right, go get them. North Carolina State Wolfpack, 4-1 at Boston College, 4-1, 7:30 on the ACC Network. Friends and family plan. Couldn't even get this thing upgraded to Flow Sports.
Hey, last week was Notre Dame Virginia Tech on ACC Network. They're putting some decent games on there.
Well, it's great, but nobody's on the phone. Yeah.
Hey, UTEP was on Flow Sports week one. I remember trying to like bandit my way in without paying. And look at UTEP now. They're rolling, Dan.
That's right. 5-1. 5-1. All the recruits that are watching Flow Sports heading to El Paso. But in this one, Wolfpack are given 3. Over-under is 52.5. 50% of the bets. 75% of the money on the pack. We have not seen BC, I don't believe, since they nearly defeated Clemson in what would have been a big, big game. Interesting to see the size of the crowd up there for this one. How much momentum is there? Because almost beating Clemson is actually like the kind of thing that sparks some interest in Boston. Like that you get more out of that than like beating winning the first four games. So anyway, who you got, Pat?
I don't know. I was sitting here I was figuring out my lock of the week. So let's see.
Good job. Good pod we got going here.
Really, really dialed in on this one.
It's not, this is when stuff happens these types of weeks. Because if the fifth best game is NC State at BC, make sure you get some leaf raking in. That's all I'm going to say. Get some leaf raking in. Get ahead on some fall, clean out the garage.
Next week's not a lot better either, by the way.
Last week was glued to the TV, sitting there 14 straight hours. This week, Apple Orchard. Come on. Let's go for a bike ride.
Normally when we say that, it's when crazy stuff pops off.
I know, but
stuff will
happen. You want to be like those Cialis commercials where you like, hike to the top of the mountain and sit in a couple tubs.
Who gets those tubs up there?
Hey, let's refurbish some old, old dresser together. That'd be nice. Horrible things they do in those commercials.
Do some woodworking.
Yeah. If that's somebody's idea of romance, that's a bad, bad romance.
Cialis. I'd rather sit here alone and watch football. I got a kike off of a mountain. Not sitting in that damn tub. All right, Pat. You got a pick now?
Yeah, you vamped that just well enough to let me do a little looking at this game.
I had to do something for you. See how the teamwork makes the dream work, buddy.
There you go. Home dog. I'll take Boston College in the points. I think this is low scoring, relatively pretty close. So it's a 3-point spread. I guess I'm basically taking BC to win outright because you're not going to probably lose by one or two. But NC State had the big win against Clemson, but other than that, I just haven't been impressed by anything they've done this year. They came back, they beat Louisiana Tech after that. They've had a week off. You like actually to have that bye advantage, but that's okay. Boston College had a week off too. Dennis Grossell gets another week as the starter, gets his feet further under him, and the Eagles beat the Wolfpack.
I got to take NC State here. I really just think their defense has been sound enough this year. They're 13th in total defense right now. They are 12th in scoring defense. And I just think that our view of Boston College's offense is skewed through the prism of how rancid Missouri's defense is. And I think NC State, this will be a low-scoring game. This will be a bit of a slog of a game. I hope there's some good atmosphere up at the Heights. It was an excellent atmosphere for Missouri. I just don't know if I trust Dennis Grossell enough to score big and beat the pack. And I just think right now, Jeff Hadley's done a good job with this BC defense because it's not a big brand-name defense, and they're in the top 40, top 30-ish in scoring defense. But I think this is a kind of game where NC State wins 17-10.
Give me the Eagles coming off of a bye. Boston College is 6-1 against the spread in home games. I think this is a Zay Flowers coming out party. The NC State defense ranked 40th in pass. They do have a stellar rush defense, giving up 92 yards a game. But with that being said, give me the home dogs.
Yeah, I got no idea. I'll take in BC. I'll take points at home. That's about it. I can pretend I have some analysis here, but I do not. I don't know. This game.
So am I lone wolf on the pack?
You might be. You are lone wolf on the wolf pack.
I'm a try lone wolf this weekend. Have we ever had a try lone wolf?
I don't know.
I was
Pete wins this thing every year, yet point. Nobody copies his picks. That's the stupidest.
He doesn't win every year. I won the first year. Let's get that on the record.
Should I just start chanting scoreboard, or would that be obnoxious?
Come on, BC. Don't make me look bad. All right, let's lock this thing of the week. I got we went 3-1 on locks of the week last week. I got heckled on Twitter for blowing the parlays this week. God forbid you pick Alabama. Went way out on a limb. The safest damn block of the week. Does me nothing. Who's got a lock of the week? Pat, you've been studying, apparently.
No.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No.
Sully declared that.
Oh,
he was
Sully's
going first.
Trying to jump
I'm,
in.
I'm going first because you. I should let Pat go and steal my pick, but I'm going back to the beanpot well, baby. One more time. Give me the Aggies laying 9 at Mizzou. We have detailed the Tigers' struggles against the run defense all year and this podcast against BC. Oh, the 14th ranked rushing offense for the Aggies is licking their chops. No Bama hangover here. Aggs by 2 scores.
Yeah, I'm very surprised that line is that small. I think that's a good lock pick right there. I mean, Missouri has stopped nobody on the ground, and here comes A&M. Unless A&M is still drunk from beating Bama.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What are you, crazy? That's the hangover special. We know this is a real disciplined and mentally tough team that can beat Alabama, yet has 2 losses already. You guys are crazy.
No way. That
lock of the
defense,
week.
That rush defense is epically bad, Dan. Like, they couldn't tackle me right now.
Uh-oh.
Much less Spiller. So.
All right. Pat.
All right. I am going to take there's all these home dogs, but I can't quite decide on one, so I'm taking a road dog to cover Army getting 14 at Wisconsin. Army obviously is not as athletic as the Badgers, but what does Army do well? They run the ball and they stop the run. What does Wisconsin do well? They run. They can't pass. If you make Wisconsin pass, bad things happen. They are a horrendous passing team. So I just think this is going to be a low-scoring game. 14 points is too many. This could end up being like 14-6 or 17-6 or something like that. Badgers will probably win, but I don't see them covering. The quarterbacks are still the quarterbacks. The passing game is still the passing game, and there's something else going on there too. Jalen Berger was dismissed, running back, who really hadn't played much this year, but that's 3 running backs now, 2 dismissed, 1 suspended. There's something going on, I think, in Wisconsin from a chemistry standpoint or what have you that I don't think is boding well for that team. So give me the Black Knights and the points.
I'm glad Pat took that because I was thinking about it, but I just can't think of a Wisconsin offense not really dominating the point of attack there. Good pick, Pat, but I'm glad it's not mine. I'm going back to a well. I am taking UAB going to Southern Miss. UAB is favored by 16 points. Southern Miss is not very good, as we saw UTEP go in and roll Southern Miss last week. UAB is excellent. They have one of the country's best defenses, and I think they'll be able to shut down Southern Miss, if not shut out Southern Miss. So I think the Blazers go in there, take care of business, no problem, and roll on Blazers.
So Pete, willing to go to Hattiesburg and use Southern Miss's Wi-Fi to do the podcast from there, but then bury them on the pod a couple of
weeks
later.
Kind of mean. Posting up and stealing Wi-Fi. That good, fast Hattiesburg Wi-Fi.
Had some great ribs at Latha's outside Hattiesburg, by the way. I think I sent you guys a picture of
Miss Latha's?
What was that? Yeah, Latha's. Yeah, Latha's. I think it was Latha's. Yeah.
Is it Miss
I don't know.
Latha?
Yeah. Yeah, it was Miss Latha's left us from what I heard. There was a lot of chatter about this place, when I went. You know, they're like,
it's like down a dirt road kind of thing, right?
So it used to be, I guess. And
okay,
then
I've been
moved
to the old place.
Okay. Yeah, the new place is good. They had a picture of Tim Floyd on the wall because I guess his dad coached at Southern Miss.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I think so. Miss Latha's. So there was a story was Miss Latha, she had this old place down as Dirt Road. And at one point, paying taxes wasn't a real big thing for Miss Latha. That's how I heard it. So they had a little meeting with the IRS or something, and they figured out what to settle, how much she owed, and she showed up with a shoebox and paid it in cash.
I love it.
Raised more questions than answers.
Yes, and it did.
I don't know whether that story is true or false, but that was a story I was told about her. But the woman could cook some ribs.
Oh, the ribs are excellent. Yeah.
In southern Mississippi. All right. I came very close to picking Michigan State to beat Indiana. I think Michigan State's winning this game. Man, 4.5. Ah, hell, I'm taking it. Spartans are going to win. They're going to blow them out. I was going to go with Fresno and Wyoming. This is a Vegas knows something game. So the spread's like 2.5. 3.5. Fresno's giving 3.5 at Wyoming. They're way better than Wyoming. I don't get it. That's scaring me. Maybe it's the altitude. I don't know. I'm just taking Spartan. Spartan is going to win. They're good. They're explosive offense. Spartan's going to 7-0. They're going to beat Indiana by more than 4.5. So I will not get talked off my original pick. And I'm going to. The comeback begins now. The comeback begins right now.
The listeners know with Dan, it's not what he actually picks. It's what he thinks about picking and doesn't pick that usually wins. I think he's undefeated in picks I've mentioned but not taken.
It's either the comeback this week, fellas, or the we could go ahead and throw in the towel halfway through the season, give it to Pete. So.
We could have the gone fishing week. This could be the week you all go fishing. you could start a separate like half, you know, 12-pack of beer bet just to keep things interesting.
We're coming for you, Pete.
I love the look on Pat's face when I talk trash about the fight. He gets so viscerally offended.
We're coming.
All right. We'll be back over the weekend to overreact to it all. Please subscribe. Keep sharing with your friends. Talk to you later.